Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
In the distant future, humanity will be annihilated by its greatest creation, a half-mad, living computer called Illusionoid. A lone survivor sends cryptic messages backwards through time, desperate to warn of the deadly danger to come. Will you heed these warnings? Move a little closer to your time radios. That's it. Just like that. Good. For what you're about to hear may change the future and ultimately spare mankind from the monstrous menace of Illusionoid. And now, tonight's transmission.
Greetings, the past. Perhaps where you live in time, you are celebrating a civic holiday. Well, enjoy it, for it might be your last day of civics and your last day of holidays. Certainly there are no holy days in the future. God has died with the rest of you. God was proven to exist just days before he died. It was really sad. Rest in peace, God. In your future, humankind will unlock its own greatest potential. Personality skills!
I got to admit, I'm a little unnerved.
Unnerved?
Yeah. I mean, we haven't been told a lot about what's going on here.
No, but I think that's on purpose, because I think if they told us what was going on, we wouldn't be here.
Yeah, well, that's even more unnerving. Do you see what you're saying here? Like, there's a lot of secrecy here.
Yeah, but it's a lot of money.
Yeah, well, you know, money doesn't solve everybody's problems.
Oh, it'll solve a bunch of mine.
Yeah, you got those gambling debts.
Yeah, and they're coming after me. So I need this money to make them not hurt me.
Yeah, but is it really going to solve your problems?
Yes, legitimately, money will solve this problem.
But what about the root cause, man?
Of my gambling?
Yeah.
Whatever. If I hit it big, all of my problems are solved.
That's the gambler's dilemma, buddy.
What are you talking about?
The chasing the idea that you're going to cash in. That's never going to happen. You know the odds? You play three-dimensional holographic poker.
Yeah, and I'm good at it.
Okay, gentlemen, Thank you. Thanks for waiting.
So what is this? What is going on here? What is this all about?
And when do we get paid?
Okay, one thing at a time, okay? First of all, we'd like to thank you. I, on behalf of my team, would like to thank you for signing up for this, let's call it, an experiment.
Well, hold. Is it actually an experiment? We're just calling it that.
And we're calling it that.
Oh, cool. Yeah, so yeah. It's like a trial. Like a tryout? Like a test?
Sure. Well, that's not what I'm calling it. I'm calling it an experiment.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Next thing, here's your bags of money.
Yeah! This is a lot more than I thought I was going to
get. I hope you don't mind. It's in a canvas sack with a large dollar sign on it.
Wow.
And it's full of heavy, heavy coins.
Oh. There you go.
I'm fine with that. I might put it in a separate bag to cover up the dollar sign, because I don't want everybody knowing I'm carrying around a heavy sack of coins.
Well, sure, your gambling debts, you don't want to be caught by...
How did you know about my gambling debts?
Oh, well, we did a little bit of research into each of your pasts.
I don't like the sound of that.
No, I don't suppose you would, David Applecorn.
Oh, he knew your name. Well, you signed up.
Yeah,
You put your name on the thing. I put my name on the thing, so you know my name.
Yes, I do. Reginald Wilhausen III.
Reggie is fine.
Reggie. Yeah, we know that too, Reggie David. Reggie, you're on the run from the mafia for your...
Those guys are in the mafia? I just knew I placed bets with them. I didn't know they were in the mafia.
I told you. Well, this is how gambling does work. It's usually involved. The mafia is usually involved.
Oh, man. Well, thank you for this money.
And David, you're trying to start over after a horrible domestic life that you just walked out on.
Absolutely. I was married at a young age. You know, a pregnancy ensued. It didn't go so well. You know, I've got a son out there I've never met, and I just want a clean start, a fresh start. I'd like to know my boy, but I don't think there's ever a chance that that's going to happen. How do you know all this?
Oh, well, we just did a little cursory background check. It's easier to find out than you might think.
Can I ask you a quick question?
Well, you can ask.
You know our names. I'm reading your name tag to read your name.
Yep.
Is there a typo, or is your name Benjamin?
It's... Yeah. No, it's Benjamin. That is my name. Thanks. Yeah.
I have another observation, if it's okay.
Go nuts!
That name tag is a tattoo on your bare chest.
I didn't notice that!
Well, it's hard to notice because so is the shirt and suit jacket. They're all tattoos.
It's a full... He's shirtless.
Jesus.
And he has a tattoo that looks like a shirt and name tag.
Full body tattoo. No, I...
Excuse me, my eyes are up here.
Oh, hey. Sorry about that.
Come on,
yeah,
man.
I know. He's incorporated everything into this suit tattoo. Mm. Are we going to have to get tattoos as well?
Oh, no, you don't work here. You're just subjects in an experiment that my team is going to carry out. You answered the ad and filled out the form online, and you were selected. And now we're going to just put you through a series of tests. You won't be hurt.
Oh, great. And then I can get out of here. And boy, I got to give that mafia this money.
Yeah, or you can gamble it. It's up to you. Whatever you do.
I never thought of that. I could double it.
Don't think. That's the gambler's dilemma.
No, you're no fun.
No, I'm not.
Benjamin, let's get to work.
Okay.
I know one thing. Nobody gives you this kind of cheddar unless something big is going to happen.
You're absolutely right. Now, if you'll follow me into the next room, you will find an assortment of cheese and crackers.
Oh, that's nice.
We're actually getting cheese for this money.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Wow.
Have a seat.
Ooh, the smell is pungent.
Is that a smoked Gouda?
Yes, it is. There's Goudas here, cheddar over here, some soft brie.
Oh, brie with fig.
Super melty.
Okay, you guys have a seat here. My assistant will be in momentarily to disinfect you.
Okay. All right.
Weird.
All right.
Okay. Turnouts okay so far. This cheese is pretty good.
I know. It's delicious. This is probably one of the creamiest. This is like a full-fat brie.
Do you think that his buddies call him Bem? Or do they go with Benjamin?
Probably Bemmy.
Oh, hey! Are you two ready to be disinfected?
Oh my God.
How muscular this man is.
He's gigantic.
Oh, Jesus.
Is that a hose?
Close your eyes and open your mouth. Spread those legs, asshole. My name is Minchuk. Thank you. I am now available for tips right now.
Okay.
I'm opening my bag of money, guys.
Here, have a little bit. I can't give you too much. I owe the mafia a lot.
Great. Please tell my supervisor you were happy with my service. Goodbye.
Oh, God. He really concentrated on our mouths.
I know, and our legs.
Well, our openings.
Between our legs. I feel raw.
My teeth feel like...
loose?
Sandblasted.
Okay, thanks. I see you guys have... it's Benjamin.
Oh. Sorry, Chuck was great.
He was okay.
He told us to give you a review. He was good.
Yeah. I was happy with the service.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Do you have like a tray of like three buttons, one with a sad face, one with a sort of a medium face, and one with a happy face that we can touch?
Yeah, it's right over here.
Okay. Happy face.
Happy face.
We're really happy to hear that. Now, I hope he didn't solicit you for tips.
Happy face.
Great. We'll take that. Okay. Wonderful. Okay. So you guys have been disinfected.
My
teeth feel like they're being cooled.
Just by air.
Well, yeah, because it felt like they got sandblasted, and now I just feel intense. Like the air, I can feel the air on my teeth.
So he has sensitive teeth now, and I'm raw. I feel raw, like I've been hollowed out.
Okay, it sounds like you're complaining. I feel like you've been compensated.
No. I'm just letting you know what's happening. I don't know if that's a side effect of the disinfecting. Yeah.
Okay. Can we call it feedback? Can we call this feedback?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. And I'm happy to take your feedback at the appropriate time, but I'd really like to get to the experiment now so that you guys can get on your way and you can move on to the next town and evade your life and you can keep gambling.
Oh, great. You know what? That's a really good idea.
Yeah.
I could double my money, maybe triple it.
Hey, listen, that's the gambler's dilemma.
I'm just saying.
I'd like to find my boy. Say, hey, buddy, I'm your dad. I'd love that.
Okay. I'm gonna each tell you a series of statements, and all you have to do is react honestly.
Okay.
And however you feel compelled to do so.
With the buttons?
No. Just with your faces. Okay.
Can I react to what you just said?
Yes, you can.
That sounds great.
Good. I'm going to mark down tension.
I'm going to say that's a medium face.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay.
Just that was a trial. I was practicing. See if I could. Yeah.
Sure. Now, listen, there's no wrong answers here, okay? You guys just have to react however you would like to, okay?
No, all right. Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah, okay. I can do that.
All right. We're going to start with you, David.
That's me.
David, you look older than you actually are.
No. Yes? Yes.
There's no wrong answer, okay. David. I'm just going to mark that down. Just a little bit of confusion and perplexion.
Yeah, I didn't know what to say. Like, okay. if you were saying that was like an assessment of me or a question, I didn't know. I hope I did well.
Hey, there's no wrong answer here. Okay. It's all good. Right. It's all fine.
You wrote that, like, and then you underlined it and circled it.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, I did.
Okay. How many more of these questions? I don't know if I can, like, take it.
Well, that was question one. We're going to be here for a little while, until we get what we're looking for. All right.
I guess we'll get to know each other, Bemmy.
Yeah. Now, Reggie.
17. 18. No, 18. I'm answering 18.
Okay. All right.
Cool.
The
check mark by that.
Okay. I'm going to mark that as a check mark. David. You have nice eyes.
Oh. No. Yes. Yes.
Okay, all right. Just, you know what? You don't have to.
Just go with what you feel, man.
No wrong
just go
answer.
With what you feel. Like, there isn't a wrong answer.
You know, I couldn't make the marriage work, and now my boy doesn't even know me. And
you're putting a lot of pressure on yourself, man.
I know. This is my dilemma. You've got yours. I got mine.
I'm going to take a page out of your book. I'm going to wait until he asks the question this time.
Oh, good idea.
Okay. Reginald, we've only known each other for a short amount of time, but you know what? You look like the kind of guy that anybody would really like to get to know.
Huh. That's great.
There it is. There's the smile.
That's what he was looking for.
Well, we have to do another one. David?
Oh, this is the third one. Okay. They say the third's the charm, right?
Who does?
I don't know.
David?
Yeah?
Has anyone told you that you're almost abnormally muscular?
No. Yes. Yes, they have. Yes. No. Yes, yes.
Okay. All right. Disappointing. Okay.
Oh, put an X by
and
that.
Reggie.
Yeah.
I'd love to hear more about your life.
Oh, come on.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus. My eyes. My eyes.
What's the matter?
Oh.
I'm going to just keep my mouth covered then.
No, don't.
Seems that's what they want, Reg.
They want me to smile?
They want you to smile. They were trying to get me to smile, I think.
You were smiling, but it wasn't a genuine smile, David.
It was a grimace.
It was a nervous grimace.
Confusion.
It was uncertain.
Terror.
Unsettling.
But you, Reginald.
Me?
You can take a compliment.
Oh, come on.
There it is!
Oh, my God.
I'm so sorry! I feel like I'm hurting people with my smile.
And you can.
What?
You can hurt people with that smile. You can change people with that smile. You are one of the golden people, Reggie.
The golden people?
You can just make things happen with a smile.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if I could smile my way out of my gambling debts.
Ugh.
And then just keep this money and gamble it.
No, that's your dilemma, Reg.
You're right. I should keep this money. And smile my way out of my mafia problem.
Gentlemen, that concludes our experiment. I think we've got what we came here for. We've got the information. David, good luck with your life, I guess.
You'll find your son someday.
I hope.
Reginald, I advise you to use this power wisely.
I will. I absolutely will.
I will take my leave of you gentlemen and just stand by for a quick disinfecting.
Oh, you mean...
What? What's up, motherfucker? Oh, your
We'll continue with more Illusionoid right after this.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And now, Illusionoid continues.
Hello, Vinny.
Yeah, Reggie, yeah.
I came to pay my gambling debts.
Been looking for you, yeah.
I just wanted to let you know I'm unable to pay my gambling debts.
Oh, you know, we hear things like that from guys like you. We hear it one time.
Yeah.
We hear it one time.
Yeah.
And then we don't hear it again.
That's true.
In fact, nobody hears anything ever again.
We turn our listening off.
That's right. We put our fingers in our ears and we don't hear anything ever like that ever again.
Oh, look, I didn't come to get into a fight with you and Tony. I just came to tell you that I can't pay my debts, but I really enjoy gambling with you guys, and I'd maybe like to do it some more.
Oh my God, look at that.
Wow.
Holy cromie.
Look at this, guys.
This is the why-ya-ya.
I just enjoy gambling with you guys so much, I thought I might do some more gambling.
I am, like, charmed.
I don't know whether I should give him more money or if my head should just explode right now.
You know, I feel as though both of those things are viable.
You know what? I could just hand him some money while staring in those pearly white teeth.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then just vibrate a little.
Oh.
And then before I know it,
he's gone. You blew his head apart.
And now you get to work all by yourself.
You know what? I like that. I've always been more of an entrepreneur. Hey, you probably don't know me. I don't really know how to say this.
Yeah, we're not supposed to talk to people outside of the schoolyard?
Yeah, listen, I won't keep you long. I know looks like everybody's heading back in for what can only be, I don't know.
Third period?
Third period, that math? That math class?
How do you know? I'm a little creeped out. My mother told me not to speak to strangers, and I'm sure my father would have told me that if he was in my life.
He definitely would have. David.
Who are you? Yes? What? David?
The third?
David Applecorn the third? That's my name. How do you know that?
Well, there's only really one way I know that.
What is it? Like, have you been following me? Is that your van?
Yeah, it is my van.
Oh my God.
It's fine in there.
Okay, I'm calling the police.
Well, listen, hear me out. Okay. Hear me out before you do that. And please, call the police if you feel you have to.
Okay.
At any point during this.
Okay, it's happening right now.
I want you to be safe, but hold on a second.
Yeah?
David?
Yes?
Look at me. People have told me I'm abnormally muscular.
I don't see it.
Well... people have said that to me.
Okay.
And what I'm trying to say is, I never knew how to take a compliment in my life.
Okay, all right. This is not getting any less weird.
I want you to be better than that.
Okay.
I want you, when people tell you something that's positive and flattering and you know, could be ego-boosting or self-esteem increasing... I want you to accept that in the way it was intended.
Who are you, man?
I'm your father.
What? David, this is how you come into my life?
You know, it never worked out between your mom and I. And we were incompatible. You were an accident. Whoa!
Yeah.
This is a lot to unpack during recess.
I understand. I know third period's coming, and you gotta get in there, and your friends are going, where's David Applecorn the third? And you're out here talking to some guy who basically you don't know. But I just want you to say, when someone gives you a compliment, take it.
Okay. Okay, I gotta go to school.
All right. Oh, I got something else for you, David.
Yeah?
Got a bag here.
I'm not getting in it.
No. It's not a body bag.
Oh God.
Well, the body bags stay in the van. This.
What?
No, listen. This is a bag of money. I don't need this. Seeing you today, I'm the richest man on earth.
Okay.
Take this.
I'm not supposed to.
That's fine.
David. David, I have to tell you something.
Yes.
I went to the mafia to pay my gambling debts.
Oh, yeah.
I smiled my way out of them.
Oh, my God.
But when I smiled, the genuine smile, their heads exploded.
Wow.
I killed them with my smile. They did everything I wanted. They gave me even more money that I don't even know what to do with. And they're dead, but I've killed two members of the mafia with my smile.
So... your smile has become lethal after that thing we did yesterday.
That's right. And then guess what? Huh? I took all that extra money.
Yeah.
And I gambled it.
Buddy, no!
I did.
God, that's your problem.
I tripled my money because I smiled at the roulette wheel guy. My number came up because he set it in the spot for me because I was so persuasive.
Whoa. He didn't even spin the wheel?
No.
He just put the ball in
called
the
spot. Me a winner. Everybody at the table said, okay. And then I smiled, and all their heads exploded.
Oh, my God.
But now, I have all this money.
What are you going to do now? I mean, you've got everything you've ever wanted.
If I can learn how to control this smile, I can persuade people without blowing up their heads. Now, I know you have a problem because your son is estranged. But I like to think if I could smile at your son, he might come back to you.
But he doesn't know you. You'd just be a smiling stranger.
Exactly.
All right. St. Charles Xavier. School for the boys.
Smart. Very smart school.
Really is.
Which one's your son?
Huh? The good-looking one over there with the great eyes? Well, the one who looks like me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. David Applecorn the third.
Wow. I didn't know you were a junior.
Yeah.
David.
What? Who are you?
David, I'm a friend of your dad's.
Remember me?
Yeah, from third period?
Yeah. Just before third period.
Yeah, from last recess.
Yeah. That's...
what do you want, man?
I just came with your dad to tell you that your dad... isn't a creep in a van full of body bags. He genuinely loves you.
Yeah.
And he thinks you're fantastic.
Yeah, okay. Wow, that smile.
You can chat with your dad. Your mom might have made him out to be a bit of a monster, but he's an okay dude.
Huh. Now that you're smiling at me like that, it kind of makes me feel all warm. And yeah.
Yeah. So, hey, you wanna come with us?
What?
No, seriously, it's fine. It's Reggie and myself. We're just a couple of middle-aged men with a van. It's all right.
Hey, stop talking.
Oh,
you're really upsetting him.
All right, sorry.
David, why don't you maybe after school come and have a coffee with your dad? Do you drink coffee?
Yeah, I do. Okay. I mean, most kids do my age.
Great, so come out and have a coffee and get to know your old dad, huh?
Okay. Yeah, I guess that's
not too much,
all...
not too much.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Phew. He's gonna need proper ID to pick me up and my mother's permission.
I'll handle that.
Excuse me?
Yes.
You two gentlemen?
Yes.
Are you coercing this boy into getting into that van after school?
I've got this,
okay,
Dave.
Okay, all right.
No, Headmaster. This is just David's father, and we're just asking to pick him up after school and... maybe drive him home.
Oh, I see. Oh! The headmaster's
His head has exploded!
David, this is for your own good. Please, come with us.
It's mass chaos in the schoolyard!
David!
Come for a ride in a van?
Everyone's freaking out because the headmaster's head exploded!
David, look at me!
Okay, I'll get in the van!
Not too much, not too much.
All right, David. Calm down. Just take a deep breath, okay?
This isn't cool, Dad!
This, look, you know what? We've never had a chance to bond, you
Your
and I.
Friend just killed my headmaster!
He got that power to smile and blow people's heads up through a horrible experiment that was performed on him!
The term headmaster is so deeply ironic now!
It really is. It really is. David,
what do you mean you got it? You got an experiment? How did you say?
It's a long story. I'm covering my mouth so that I don't harm anyone else. It's a long story, but the point is that your father so desperately wanted to meet you and talk to you and know you that he enlisted my help. He was that desperate because he loves you so much.
Look, this may have worked out in some of the buddy rom-coms that you grew up with, but it doesn't work this year in my generation, old man.
David,
I'm smiling at you.
Oh.
Huh? Oh, that's better.
Wait a second, I know this trick. I have the same smile, and now I'm smiling back at you!
What? How do you have the same... I got mine through an experiment. How did you get yours?
I guess I just have natural charm.
Oh, he sure does, man. How is he your son? He's not... He's abnormally muscular, unlike you. What? He's got an awesome smile and a killer personality, unlike your awkward personality. How is he even your son?
He's a lot more like you, Reggie, than he is like me.
Wait a minute.
Are you both my dads?
I mean, it's a possibility. I mean, I dated your mother a long time ago. Like, how old are you?
10?
Yeah, about 10, 11 years ago I did before you met her.
Yeah, no, I met her about 10 years ago, plus about 8 months.
Who? It was an awkward thing to find out.
She was already pregnant when we started dating, now that I remember.
I had no idea.
Look, Dads. It is nice to meet you both. But you can't just walk back into my life after 10 years.
Look at him smile, huh?
Oh my God, he's
and a... coerce me.
Wait a second, I know this trick. I'm smiling back at you.
All right, well, here we are smiling at each other.
Well,
but it doesn't change things.
It doesn't?
I have my own life, and I have my own family. You guys can't just walk back into it and pretend we're all going to be together again.
But isn't there room in your life, in your heart, for a couple of middle-aged men with a van who just want to...
You're making it worse.
Oh, sorry.
You're making it worse. Stop bringing up the van.
I know, but... Okay.
There is room in my heart, but we're going to have to take baby steps.
Yeah. We will take baby steps.
Okay.
Let's go for ice cream.
Maybe drop me back off at school.
He has to finish school days.
That's a good idea.
And then maybe on the weekends, we can all go together.
Maybe this weekend?
This weekend's a little busy. I've got soccer.
Yeah, short
pushing. You're
short
pushing.
Got short Spanish classes.
Oh, okay.
Mom made sure I had lots of interests in my life.
Yeah, she's...
And you know what? Maybe when you get to know us, maybe we'll be a little awkward, but a real family.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your two dads, you, your mom, who we both dated.
It's such a weird dynamic.
I know. It really is. I mean, finally give up this task rabbit job.
Well, you know what? I'm genuinely happy that this has happened. In fact, I think I'm smiling the most genuine smile I've ever smiled.
Oh my gosh, it's bright.
Oh my goodness. You know what? It is genuine. It's real.
Dave, your head!
Whoa, no!
Oh my god.
He was driving the fan!
He was driving it! We're swerving everywhere!
Oh, is everyone okay?
I've chipped a tooth.
Oh.
Okay. I chipped a tooth. I can't smile my way out of anything anymore. I have a weird, gnarled, sharp fang. Oh, God. What have I done? What have I done?
You kidnapped a child.
That's true.
You made two people's heads explode that I'm aware of.
Well, and some mafia guys.
Okay, so that's more than two. I'm gonna say there's a way to redeem yourself, but...
Dental surgery?
That one. Okay, yeah, dental surgery is one thing, but it's probably more of a Band-Aid solution. I think maybe it's time to just come clean with what you've done. Take me back to school, and we'll just go from there.
You're right, your smile is very convincing, and you're right. I'll take you back to school.
Okay.
But never forget, there is a chance that I am your actual father.
I know. It feels true, Dad. Can I call you that? Dad?
You can.
Okay. I'll tell Mom I saw you, and that this guy's head exploded.
Maybe leave that part out.
Okay, all right.
The Smile, improvised by Illusionoid, starring Paul Bates as Benjamin, Assistant Chuck, Tony the Mafia Goon, and the School Headmaster, Lee Smart as David and Vinny the Mafia Bookie, and Nug Nargang as Reggie and the Schoolyard Chum. Recorded at Illusionoid Laboratories in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. You can listen to Illusionoid, and now you can wear Illusionoid. Get an Illusionoid t-shirt in black or green, or a Carstairs Labs t-shirt at TeePublic. That's right, the official t-shirts of the doomed future are available today. Visit TeePublic.com and search for Illusionoid, or follow the link on our Facebook page. You can follow Illusionoid on both Twitter and Instagram at IllusionoidPod. One great name and two great places to follow and share our show. Illusionoid is part of the E1 Podcast Network. Check out all the other podcasts on the network, such as Sick Boy, Our Fake History, and Nobody Cares with Ann T. Donahue. Check them all out at entertainmentonepodcast.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/illusionoid. Head to our iTunes page and give us a 5-star review, as higher ratings help more people find us. Use Professor Carstairs' name in your review to show us that you actually heard this message. Tell your friends, tell the world, and help save the future by sharing our show. Thank you for listening. Keep your time radios tuned in for another transmission from the future on...
Illusionoid.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.